좋아져라 하루가 멀다 하고 네가 좋아져라 내가 성격이 덜렁대고 좀 몰랐어 그치만 널 위해선 절대로 안 몰랐어 같이 부르지 않고 노래 하나씩 이어폰을 나눠낀 네 사이가 좋네 내 눈에 스케치 위에 맨날 go 아무튼 난 네가 그냥 좋아 아까부터 같은 말 계속해서 미안해 그치만 이게 다야
어려운 말 다 해봐도 내 진심은 이게 every every 이 언어를 어쩌나 너를 봐도 네가 더 생각나 이 모든 게 꿈이면 난 정말
난 어쩌나 어쩌나
그대를 어쩌나 너 때문에 난 이제 어쩌나
배고픈 매일 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 네가 좋은 건 어쩌나
그대는 어떤가 나 때문에 잠들기
What is up, team? This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now, if you're familiar with my show, you know I do it in the wee hours of the morning, and now I'm here in this prime spot, so get excited. So, what is the theme of today's show? I'm so glad you asked. If you were awake this morning, you would know we had our first snow. Yeah, we did. So in honor of that, I'm going to be playing only summer songs. I also have my two friends with me in the studio today. They won't be talking because that's too difficult for me to manage right now. But they're here to listen. So when I tell you, okay, K-pop is good at two things. Number one, mass production. Number two, summer hits. You guys don't understand the turmoil I went through picking this playlist. Like, I was on, it took me the whole shuttle ride, which is an hour for those who are unfamiliar. So the way I've kind of organized this to give myself even a modicum of peace about my selection is that I've kind of organized it in like the structure of a day. So one thing about me, when I in the summer, I'm listening to music 24/7 because of course, like, all the bangers are from summer. And so I've kind of organized it as if, like, I was going through a day in high school, like, how I would listen to this music. So up first, we had Oh My by Seventeen, which is my favorite song ever recorded, ever. Bold statement, especially if you know me and have heard me make that statement about other songs. But this is maybe the most summery song ever to ever happen. And that's why I put it first, because it's the best. And then next up, we have, okay, usually I do songs in pairs of, like, two. I think I'm going to do this next set, maybe a four, you guys. I think I'm going to do four. Okay, so the next song is Red Flavor by Red Velvet. Cheers from the audience. Cue the cheers from the audience. Exactly. Because this song, okay, I had to pick between this song and Touch My Body by Sistar. Do you understand the struggle? I almost shed a tear when I deleted... Spoiler alert, I deleted Touch My Body. I'm sorry, guys. But Red Flavor was just, like, so essential. So Red Flavor is next. And then after that, we'll have 18 by 17, who is also the singers of the first song. But 18 is from a web drama that was on YouTube. And it's the OST for that drama. And it's, like, the most, like, end, like, last day of high school song I've ever heard in my life. So that's up next. And then after that will be, I do realize I'm just talking a lot and giving an intro to every single song in this playlist, but just trust me, okay? The next song is Up to You, which is a collab between Pretty Much and NCT Dream. Pretty much is, I think they're from the X Factor. They're like kind of One Direction style situation. But they like do a lot of acapella stuff, which is kind of strange. But they did this featuring NCT Dream, my favorite group, if you're familiar. And then after that, fitting into like the high school theme, we have After School by Weekly. I don't even need to follow that one up. You guys know how it is. So we're going to jump straight in, and I'm going to stop talking. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Bye. 마음이 널 원해 사투운 말투가 보였네 어떤 말이라도 내 뱉어 날 두근두근 뛰게 낯선 이 느낌 왠지 처음이자 마지막이 될 것 같아 너로 인해
내 옆을 보면 내 옆에 서 있는 네 모습에 난 용기를 얻어 너의 마음을 나에게 말해줘 나에게 말해줘 나에게 말해
We can start the clock. I'm not gonna make you stop.
Leave it up to you.
Mm-hmm. 자꾸 슬퍼서낼 거야.
그때 마주친 그 표정을 잊을 수 없었지. 우린 서로 스며들어 친구보단 또 다른 나인 것 같아. 일렁이는 맘을 타고나 singing. 우린 스케이트보드 위로 마치 춤을 추듯 발을 굴려.
What is up, team? Okay, so do you see the picture? Like, that was just us ending school for the day, and now we're super excited and ready to go into our afternoon extracurriculars. That's the fantasy I've set up. Okay, also, let me do a couple shout-outs. Number one, shout-out to my Uncle Frank. He recommended that I play a song from the New Jeans album, Super Shy, and unfortunately I had already made the playlist and I was like locked in after all the struggle I went through, and I really do want to play that song, so I might get to it next time. So shout out to Uncle Frank for recommending that. Number two, shout out to my brother. I don't know if you knew, but there's a controversial podcast episode going around right now that New York Times did on Jungkook from BTS. I'll touch on that next time. We simply don't have time for it. And now here is my friend Henry reading the PDA, the what is it called? PSA.
PSA.
Exactly. Have at it.
All right. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD, that's D-A-D, 411, or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wow. That was a good one.
Thank you. I always take time to be a dad.
Exactly. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Into the same microphone, because I only have one microphone setting on this.
This is Nina. Nina, come introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Nina.
And I'm Henry. Nina, this is our ASMR channel.
Okay. That is not the vibe we have today. Today we are yelling. But yes, Nina's my roommate, and Henry is our essentially
third roommate.
Yeah, in our teeny tiny little room. I think I'm going to stick to my sets of two after this. So our next song is Candy Sugar Pop by Astro. And now, unfortunately, if you've been in the loop recently, Astro has lost a member. So rest in peace. Like, not jokingly, like, actually rest in peace, Moonbin. I hope the rest of you guys are doing okay. But this song is really good. So in his memory, we will play this song. And after that, we will have Rush Hour by Gaho. And I played some... I played some Gaho last time. I'll put you guys on. This song is very big in Korea. There's this like trend called high teen, which is basically like kind of like Netflix movie, like a like kissing booth, like teenage high teen, like essentially. And I feel like this really hits that genre on the head. So get excited for these next two, and then I'll be back to introduce arguably the best set of this whole set. You know what I mean? Okay, we're gonna get into it.
Let's get it driving. Never stop it. Let's make our rhythm cause it's dripping. 두물에 짚고 다 올라타. 수평선에 비친 푸른 빛에 바람 펼친 태양빛에 빠져들어가 달콤한 미소에 홀린 듯 내게 다가가 말해 I want you yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. 나는 항상 think of you.
Think of you
혹시 너도 think of me,
think of me.
Wanna take you on my day. One, two, three, let's go.
날 candy sugar pop 어디든 내게 말해봐.
Put another flower on blue.
My candy sugar pop.
내가 네 말 한마디에 파르르 번번이 다리를 동동 구르는 나 구름을 밟는 듯 take a look 차 타고 하늘 위 driving 너와 나 어디든 arriving Look at real though 저 feel feel 하고 싶은 대로 해봐 I'm still there
기원해 바람을 감싸 파도 치는 빛과 눈부신 blue
잠시 길을 벗어나
벗어나
함께하는 이 순간 Drop to the paradise One, two, three, let's go
All right, guys. So where are we in our day? We just finished our after-school clubs. Those two songs were our after-school clubs. And now we're getting in the car, and our best friend is driving us home. This is my high school career, pretty much. These next two songs, it's like the last week of school. Windows down. It's hot. You get in the car. The seat is burning. The seatbelt is burning. But you persevere, you click that seatbelt in, and your friend gives you the aux cord because they know you could play something good. these next two songs are going to be Hello Future by NCT Dream and Four Walls by FX. So Hello Future by NCT Dream is my favorite NCT Dream song, and NCT Dream is my favorite group. So as you can imagine, that like exponentially increases my love for this song. Once you hear it, you're like, no, this is so Janie. Like, this is so me. Sorry. The next song after that will be Four Walls. Last time, I played some older K-pop songs, and I was remiss to not include this one, which is why I'm playing it now. Because Four Walls... Okay, I was too young for when FX was active. But they dropped this song, and it's been haunting my playlist ever since, because wow, it's so good. It's so good. All the songs in that album are actually really good, so if you get the chance to check it out, go look at it. But these are our next two songs, so buckle in, guys.
And big thrills, flying high, 터무니 없는 상상에 봐. 네 눈앞에 달려 뜨고 있는 별, 낚아채 불을 태워봐.
시작이라는 걸 넌 믿을 수 있겠니? 이제야 사랑을 할 것 같아.
경계 위로 손을 맞대면 우리 너무 닮아 있어. 모두 찾게 될지 결국 웃게 될지 지금부터 운명이라고 해. Bang bang bang.
Fire fire, 자욱한 연기 속에 살아남은 그 작은 꽃처럼 같은 시간 속에 너를 사랑하고 있어.
Here we go, here we go. 날개를 펼치고 더 꺾이고 닫혀도
싶은 시간 니다 못 잡기를 바라고 또 원했지. Who you gonna believe?
작은 순간 피어나는 걸 댓글 하나 없이 완벽했던 시작을 넘어 무슨 파란빛이 파고들어 어지럽힌 걸 Mystery, mystery.
미게 with something 세문을 열고 또 열수록 점점 더 커지는 너만이 가득한 four walls 또 다른 색깔의 new walls 깊이 빠져드는 new world
난 진실하던 건 알 수 없어
Okay, team. So, this may come as a surprise, but I've actually allotted enough time to chat this time around. I'm gonna turn on my close friend's mic so that we can talk.
Checking.
Hello.
There it mic is. On. There it is. Oh, wow. Look, guys, we're making great time. It's 6:36. Typically, I'm on the last two songs at like 6:55. Like, yeah. It's bad.
We're a great influence.
Okay, I don't know if I would say that, but...
Okay.
So as like anyone with Spotify has been discussing for the past, how many has it been? Like a week?
I lost track of time.
I know.
I think it has been a week.
It has been a week,
feels
right?
Like longer.
It feels like a lot longer. Let's talk about Spotify Wrapped. Now, one thing about us is that I listen to happy music, and these two over here do not. Care to elucidate a little bit as to what your music tastes typically look like?
Music taste is fantastic. For example, let me give you a quick day list.
The day list. Oh, wait,
for
okay,
example, good. Tonight is a really joyful, venting, drained Wednesday evening.
I'm on rage good. Teen angst Wednesday evening.
Oh, yeah. That's a little unusual.
So we've got Conan Gray.
Oh, you're not even ready for this.
Claro, Lizzie McAlpine.
Yeah.
Sufjan Stevens. A good... very upbeat mix, I would say. I'd want to hear those in the club.
Yeah. Upbeat mix, for sure. I have Hallyu Lovecore Wednesday Afternoon. Hallyu is like K-pop.
Yeah. That sounds Janie.
Yep. They're always like bounce, happy, fun, exciting. Bebop. I got Bebop. Remember that? Bebop. Was it a Bebop Wednesday evening?
That was crazy.
Jinx. And now, Nina, care to share your top song?
Nina, you know.
Get on in there.
Emily, I'm Sorry by Boy Genius.
And how many times would you say you listen to this song?
Just a couple.
A couple.
And now
hundred?
For reference, I listened to my top song 34 times, which is not a lot. I'll agree.
I had a clean like 90.
Yeah, that's like it.
So
normal.
Nina, tell us.
293.
200. Right. In case you guys didn't hear that, 293.
And let's think about how many days in a year there are. And now, when did this song
come
out?
December, January, or it was out
February.
I listened to it for the first time on January 18th.
Apparently. Oh, and she knows the exact.
Well, no, it said it told
okay,
me.
Okay, sure.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Every time we play music, like we're hanging out in the room, we gotta play music. I have to play her playlist because I'm outnumbered here, guys. I'm fighting for my life. I go, hey, we're in like a chill mood. What if I play something chill? And then I play something with a BPM of like the resting heart rate of a mouse.
Doesn't count as chill. If it couldn't also be played at like a funeral, then it's not chill.
Dog. I do have some like kind of chill music, but I listen to it when I'm going to sleep. Like, my sleep playlist is the only chill music I have, and even that's got a little bit of a bop to it.
You live your life with a bop to it.
It's just that, like, I think by now I've, like, memorized the songs, so they put me to sleep, but, like, yeah.
Interesting.
Don't look at me with that judgment, okay? It's my judgment. Radio show.
It's Wonder.
It's freeform radio, okay? I don't want to hear it.
I'm feeling free.
Yeah. And now, okay, what do you guys listen to in the summer? Winter and fall is like your season.
In my defense, this summer I listened to an unhealthy amount of Noah Kahan, and I feel like that's not terribly sad. That's just what the kids call crunchy
season
granola.
Of the sticks.
Yeah, right? It's got a BPM sometimes. He's talking about how he can like never return to his hometown or childhood
right.
and alcoholism, but like he's right. doing it to kind of like a funky beat. So. The girls can get down.
Right.
I would argue Alice Phoebe Lou, my top artist of 2023.
Which is arguably not upbeat or summery.
I have to disagree.
Not even like a Beba Doobie during the summer?
She's got some upbeat things.
Alice Phoebe Lou?
Just a little bit.
And you know how like I know that's a lie? You've never played me an Alice Phoebe Lou song.
Because I listened to it all this summer.
It's private.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you, I asked Nina to play a song, and she starts panicking, looking for a song with any hint of like groove or upbeatness.
To be fair, my top artist, Delwater Gap, those are 90% upbeat songs. Unfortunately, the 10% of distressingly, horrifyingly right. depressing songs, that was my top song of the year.
Right.
But it's there. It's
okay.
peppered in.
Okay.
And sometimes I get tired of it all, and I have to play EDM.
That's really real.
To switch it up.
Me playing EDM to switch it up.
Or, I had Surround Sound by Jid as my top song a couple weeks ago, which is
very
minorly
impressive.
Different than Alice Phoebe.
Right, a little bit different.
Like, mildly changed up.
21 Savage.
Right, I've been, like, also just, like, barely scratching. I would not even say scratching, like wafting from afar disco. Uh-huh. In part because of all the, like, the movies that have been coming out that have disco in them, like Murder on the Dance Floor has taken me by storm. But like, I feel like if I was born in a different era, like I would be like drinking disco for breakfast. Like I would be drinking my daily dosage of disco and like eating a disco snack every day because it's so up my alley just in English and from the 70s. Oh my gosh. Also, we were talking about, okay, controversially, all my songs that I ever listen to are in one giant playlist.
Oh,
this is
God.
Something well known
Scary.
To the community.
Sick in the mind.
No. Okay, see, here's
Although
my
Although I met someone recently who did the exact same thing. And I thought maybe it's like a common illness, but it's still an illness.
The common cold, putting all your playlists and all your songs in one playlist. Okay, but here's my defense, all right? Like, all K-pop songs, and only I can say this because I'm not a certified hater, but like all K-pop sounds kind of the same. They all sound like shiny museum rocks polished by a machine. So like all in one playlist, the vibe is different, but it's not that different, you know? So I feel like all one playlist, should we check how long that playlist is now?
I'm pulling it up right now.
You're pulling it up.
130 hours and 53 minutes.
2,308 songs. I've been adding to this playlist since 2018, November of 2018.
See, I cannot listen to what I listened to 5 years ago. Yeah.
What I listened to in 2018 every song would send me into a coma a day. Immediately.
No, because you know it was what that bad.
Means? I have good taste and have had good taste. Thank you.
Static taste. Your taste doesn't evolve.
Well, my taste doesn't have to evolve because the music comes out with such a velocity that it's like hitting me in the face all the time. Mm-hmm. So like I don't really have to work too hard for new music. You know, I don't have to go digging at all.
I respect that.
I think that would be good for you.
Speaking of which, I have been kind of like perusing the TikTok like niche house music with no words and like you know all of this.
That's what I'm about. Like Berlin club music.
I've been getting into house music as well. I don't know what that means, and I don't really think what I said was true just now, but I do feel like it is house music. Like if I had to guess what house music it is, I would guess it was that. And I'm having a great time with it, even though it has no words. It's just groove and rhythm.
I think it's in the same breed as
it is
K-pop.
very much in the same breed.
Shiny museum rock, but maybe like those shiny museum rocks that are like have the like edges to them, they're kind of sharp.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
No, that's really real.
With the like little growths.
Like a geode?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Growths is kind of taking something in my head, but.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you worry.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our next song. And I'm going to do this in one and then come back for the last one. Because I think the last one needs a little. Well, anyway, okay, moving on. This next song is. Okay, bear with me. I took semester one Korean. Don't laugh, guys. It's called Porat Bipam. No! Which means purple, I think. The direct translation would be purple light night, but I assume it means like lit by purple light is what I'm imagining. It's by Sunmi, who is one of my favorite. Oh, yeah. Okay, that is a museum rock with a bunch of bits in it. It's like museum concrete.
It's, I think, fool's gold.
What is it called?
Pyrite.
Yeah, okay. There you go. It's like, for our audio listeners, it's like concrete, but imagine instead of little rocks inside the concrete, it's shiny little cubes.
Precisely.
Exactly. And in case you're wondering, I am an art student. but Sunmi. Okay, so Sunmi was originally a member of the Wonder Girls, which was like a band under JYP. And then she went solo with 24 Hours. I should have played that last time, guys. I should have played that last time. Okay, just imagine like a super good song and that's pretty much it. okay, so this came out in 2020. No, that's right, 2020. And now we're getting kind of returning back to our like high school fantasy. This is like we're winding down for the night, you know. We got home, we've done our extracurriculars, we're maybe doing some homework. It's around dinner time, I would say. This is a dinner time kind of song. And we're just going to get into it. Speaking of which, Sunmi released a new song recently, Stranger. I listened to it. It's kind of strange, which I guess is to be expected. It's very like theatrical and like horror vibes. Let's get into this song, shall we?
I'm not afraid to die.
Okay, guys. So just to kind of wrap up, since we're kind of at the end here. Okay, number one. So today I picked up a sub, which is why I'm not in the middle of the night. But I have one more show next Friday, technically Saturday, at 1 a.m. And I do have to get my 5 volunteer hours, so this is my 4th one. So I will have to pick up one more show before I leave. So before next Friday, I will be on the radio again. So 2 more times. So get excited for those 2 more times. You might be like, Janie, what are you thinking of playing? Great question. I've already thought about it. Okay, so next time I'm going to play, we're going to do an NCT deep dive. And you might be like, Janie, this band that you've been talking about this whole time. Yeah, we're doing that. Okay, we're doing a deep dive. But I don't know if you remember from last time, if you were listening, shout out to my 15 listeners. But if you're listening last time, I said NCT is a group of 23 people, 23 men, that breaks down into about 3 or 4 different groups depending on the time of year. So there's a lot of different diverse music to listen to. So get excited for that. And then the Friday before I leave, I'll be leaving, in case you're wondering, I'll be leaving campus on Sunday, December 17th. In case anyone was interested in my schedule. But that Friday, well, I guess it's technically, it's like Friday night, but it's technically Saturday. I'll be playing K-pop Christmas music. Because one thing about K-pop, they're gonna nail a manufactured vibe, and one of that is Christmas music. So really get so excited for that. I had to like fight for my life not to play the song Broken Melodies again by NCT Dream. But I did want to touch on it briefly because the music video is so funny because it's like POV, you're in a long distance relationship with NCT Dream. And I'm like, they really nailed the American audience with this one. They said, oh, you want to be here in Korea with us? You can, but it's okay. I wrote a song about it. and it's really good. It really got me. It's really good. It's like Hello Future, but like to the left. I won't say it's worse, but it is to the left. Take with that what you will. Do I have anything else to say? Oh my gosh, I should play another song. I only have one song left, so I'm just gonna keep talking until it's time to play a song. But oh my goodness, I had my last critique. Well, not my last critique. I guess it was technically my first final critique today because it was the last day of Wednesday classes. Oh my gosh, do you guys want to talk? I've like silenced you. Your mic is on now. If you'd like to talk.
Boo critique.
Yes. That's my thoughts on that.
5 hours.
Okay, you didn't have to get that close to the mic. Okay, I'm really working on I'm working on volume regulation here, okay?
Five hours.
Okay, that was also weird. but okay, so here's the thing. Our final project, they were like, okay guys, we're gonna start working on this project beginning of November. They were like, we'd only done one real project and then one kind of like fake project, and then they were like, okay, all of your time is devoted to this now. Work really hard on this. And we're like, okay, so expectations are kinda high. So we are grinding, working on this project, all of us. I'm going in the studio every day, and every day I'm seeing everyone from my class. Hey, what's up, guys? And then we get to Crit. There's an announcement, and they're like, oh, by the way, since we have to deep clean the studio for the second half of class, Crit's only going to be 3 hours. And I was like, great. So I have 7 minutes to present my piece that took me a month to make. Cool, cool, cool. So we get in there, and Lord knows it wasn't just 3 hours. Our lunch break is supposed to start at 12. We have one of the studios where it's like built in. Lunch break did not start at 12. I was so hungry.
Our lunch break was also an hour later than usual.
Yeah, like, I couldn't. It was so tough. Yeah, it was
five
really...
5 hours straight through.
Straight through. And then we had to clean the studio. And let me tell you, okay, shout out to Ethan in my class. Super cool experimental fibers for paper, like, really rad project. Stinking up the entire studio. It smelled like farts. No joke, like farts. The whole time we were cleaning. And someone, for some reason, was soaking onion skins, I assume to make paper. But I'm telling you, we had to clean that out. You pop open that container. I just stuck my face in a raw onion. Oh my gosh. The smell was everywhere. The scent perfumed the studio. Yeah, so we had to clean that up.
Was it, like, old?
No, it's been in the fridge. It wasn't, like, rotting.
Okay.
But it was just such a strong onion smell that it, like, overpowered the senses.
Oh, yeah, I can
see. And then we had to strain it, so it had to be, like, out and about. which was not great. Also, our professor was, like, kind of mad at us because we were supposed to, like, clean up our pulp before class, and nobody read the Canvas announcement, so nobody cleaned up before class except for our master's student. But I argue that it's not because she read the announcement, it's just because she did it, you know, because she's a master's student. That's that's what I think. But yeah, it was a little bit of a tough time cleaning up after that. And then we did like a round table afterwards about, like, oh, what did you enjoy about this class? And then they let us in on a little hot trade secret. Course evaluations are, like, super important this semester because of all the different, like, changes happening in administration at the SMFA and, like, all of this. So if you really liked your SMFA class, let me just... PSA number two. If you really liked your SMFA class or you thought things could be better, now is the time to voice those opinions because they are, like, reading these course evaluations. And... if, like, for example, we had two professors for our class because it's print and paper. So we had a print professor and a paper professor. And they said they fought, like, really hard to get that. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm going to be writing my course evaluation going, this is the best class I've ever taken. Please do this again. I want everyone ever to experience having two great professors. Yada, yada, yada. I'm going to do the whole nine yards. Okay. And if you are an SMFA student right now listening, do your course evaluations. Okay. Also, so you can get your grades on time. Yeah, Kate, my print professor, she always lets us in on the inside scoop. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to tell us this, but she's, like, not part-time, she's, like, a professor of the practice, so she kind of knows the inside scoop.
Michael was telling us about a class that's happening next fall. I'm gonna have to go more in depth later.
Yeah,
because it sounds crazy.
What
and
class?
Also, it's, like, this, like, food prep class.
What?
It's like you have to make a dinner set, like, in ceramics, and it's also with a metals teacher, too.
So
you
do sick.
A metals and a ceramics, and then at the end, you have, like, a dinner set for you and one other person. And
oh, my God.
Last day of class,
that's
you
so
eat
cute.
All together.
Wait, that's
with, like,
so
you
cute.
You invite someone to...
Oh, you get a plus one. That's
yeah,
cute. That's
and,
cute.
And then you cook the food in the kilns.
What?
Sorry, what?
As a kiln tech? Please don't.
No, he said, like, wrap it in tinfoil and stuff. Like, it'll...
That's
I don't know if he was joking about that part,
that,
but...
That, I mean, I guess.
Very interesting.
I guess. That's crazy. Oh my goodness, I have to play my last song.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. That was good. That was good. Thank you for that tip. I need to look into that.
Yeah, but...
I'm not going to make a... I should not make a dinner set. What am I going to do with that? Okay, guys, let's be realistic. Okay.
That's also London music. Semester.
Oh, yes, I want to be... Don't spoilers for the crowd. Anyway.
You didn't hear that.
Oh, actually, maybe do spoilers for the crowd. Hey, if you're going abroad... Let me know, because we need to, let's chat, okay?
Let's chat.
I have a PowerPoint full of notes and thoughts. Hit me up.
You
okay.
want this. You want this.
You want this so
my
bad.
PowerPoint is really good. So anyway, our last song, surprise, Dance the Night Away by Twice. The epitome of summer songs and summer nights. So let's dance the night away. This is Janie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And I'll be back shortly. As in next week. All right. Have a good night, everyone.
You and me in the moonlight. Let's dance the night away.